A Madison Police Department study shows tasers have been used 83 times in a little over a year. Alderman Andy Height notes that only 7 of the suspects had guns or other weapons.
So in 90% of the incidents where a taser was deployed, people were unarmed.
But Tom Smith from Taser International says people without guns can still pose a danger.
85% of injuries to officers are by people that are unarmed because everybody has hands and fists.
The American Civil Liberties Union supports tasers to a point. The group's vice president, attorney Eric Gunther, says tasers can be effective in keeping police a safe distance from dangerous suspects. But Gunther says tasers should be like guns, a last resort.
The ACLU's position is that this should be just below deadly force because there's a lack right now of independent peer-reviewed research.
For the ACLU or other organizations to say this should be up at the level of a firearm, you don't take a taser to a gunfight.
Taser official Smith insists the stun guns are safe, despite the more than 70 deaths documented by Amnesty International. No one in Madison has died after being shocked with a taser. The State Justice Department is developing guidelines on when and how tasers should be used. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.